Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members, Rush just announced their 50-something tour, and we've got your chance for you and a guest to win a flyaway to see them at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Prizes include tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and a two-night stay at a hotel. To enter, go to WQAM.com. This is a national contest. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, how are you feeling today?
Pretty good.
You just got back from a tour?
No, I went hunting.
And I meant a tour like in Nam.
Wow.
Damn.
I went hunting.
Hunting.
Do you even know what Nam is?
What you go hunting for?
Well, the first thing I think about when I hear tour, come on guys, it's me. Yeah. I'm gonna think a concert. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
What you hunting for?
I didn't realize it was Bass Pro Shop Friday. I thought it was Vice Shirt Friday.
Point for Tobin.
It's Band Shirt Friday. Sorry.
Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS on Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let us get to the mixed bag here on a Friday. And we'll start off with a fellow Michigan Wolverine for Leroy Horde, and that is Kenneth Grant, who got his first full sack. And even with all the team struggles, he says, that was kind of cool.
Felt pretty good. Way more than good. It felt great. You know, just get that out the way. And, you know, they come in bunches, as we say. So many more to come.
All right. Sounds like a promise to me.
I would just like him to make tackles.
I would like that, too.
Or not make a tackle 5 yards down the field.
Well, he was the only guy who got a hold of Justin Herbert and didn't go anywhere because he's a giant.
Right.
So that was helpful. That definitely was helpful in that game. Speaking of pass rushers, you familiar with Micah Parsons?
Yeah.
He's not very happy with officials right now.
Just wanted to call it both ways. That's all I ask. We put so much emphasis on protecting the offense, like protect the defense. Like a guy could be trying to catch the ball and you make a defensive play so he doesn't catch it and it's targeting. It's a flag now. But a defensive end could be rushing and engaged with another player, and a guy could come blow his ribs out. And we're not considered defenseless, but like we said, it's an offensive league. Like, I think guy, like, damn near hurt Van Ness last week. Like, what are we doing? Like, if you're going to say it's about protecting the players, then protect all players. Don't just protect one side of the ball. Who are we kidding? You want to find guys for putting their head down, but you can be engaged with an offensive tackle, and a guard can come put his head right into your head. What are we talking about here? Like, and look how many times that's on film. Guys putting their head down and trying to come clean your clock. But you can't do that to offensive players. Get a $50,000 fine. I might get a fine for this conference.
There you go.
There's some truth to that. Mm-hmm. Because you remember, I was pretty heated when Nick Chubb got hurt.
Yep.
And I had the same complaint that somebody was holding him up high. And then was it Minka that came in and took his legs out?
I don't recall who it was.
He wasn't. He was a defenseless player at that point. And why have we have guys sitting around a round table determining what plays look bad instead of what plays are bad?
Mm-hmm.
And you can protect all players. Now, I will say this. You can't ever get rid of Chipping because basically you're being a coward by saying, why can't they just block me man on man, right? And so it can't be that. But I also agree with the premise of there's defenseless players all over the field. And if you're going to do it for one, then you need to come up with defenseless rules for everybody. And they don't, they really don't do it. They've deemed certain plays without looking at the whole game.
Mm-hmm. Big night for the old last night. Starting off in the ALCS, Max Scherzer.
What are we trying to do here?
What? It was a big night for the old.
It was a big night for the old. All the 40-year-olds.
You're holding yourself out if you're.
You got quarterbacks.
Yeah, quarterbacks, Scherzer.
You got pitcher, Scherzer. Yeah.
Well, John Schneider, he is the manager for the Blue Jays, and he tried to take Max Scherzer out, and Max Scherzer said no. And here's what John Schneider said about that.
Awesome. I thought he was going to kill me. It was great. he locked eyes with me, both colors as I walked out. And it's not fake. That's the thing. It's not fake. He has this Mad Max persona, but he backed it up tonight. So it was, the infielders had a good laugh too out there, and he got the job done.
Yeah, that's the other thing. He's got that extra scary look with the one brown eye, one blue eye with Max Scherzer.
Here's the other thing. Young pitchers, don't think you can get away with that. Everybody can't do that.
Oh, no, there's certain young pitchers that can get away with it.
Yeah, like Skeens.
Yeah, Skeens.
Yeah,
they can get away with it.
But Skeens, you don't even go out there. What's the other guy's name?
Skubal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some young guys, but Sandy could never get away with it.
Sandy did get away with it. Sandy went at Don Mattingly all the time.
Yeah, but he still got taken out.
Not always. One time he did, and then Dan Ryan was like, I'm not doing that anymore.
Gerrit Cole could
do it. Because they gave up his lead, and he was pissed.
Yeah, Gerrit Cole could do it for the Yankees. I think that's it. And maybe Hunter Green of the Reds, but it was it.
Scherzer definitely has the credentials to do that, as he's trying to get the Blue Jays to the World Series and go and get his third championship. So we'll see what happens there. On the football side of old, Aaron Rodgers, he says it's not going to be a roller coaster ride, baby.
You got to realize, listen, we want to win every game. There needs to be an expectation of winning, but this is a short week, division opponent, anything can happen. Obviously, Joe played really well for them, and Chase and T got going for him. But this is the NFL. We had a chance to really open up some space, but we're 4-2, still first in the division. Got a couple home games coming up, back-to-back, another Sunday night opportunity against my former team. So I'm not going to ride the roller coaster, and I know Mike isn't, and hopefully you guys follow suit.
Mike Tomlin doesn't look like he likes roller coasters.
Mm-mm. You look like he – you ever see the roller coaster where the dude just staring?
Yep.
See, why did he have to say that comment?
What?
I listen to people, against my former team, Sunday night. What I'm saying? It's like – okay, you got two home games coming up. We know what's happening next Sunday night. For a guy that doesn't want attention, he claims, he's always letting the attention.
Play.
He's not my quarterback anymore. He's not my quarterback anymore.
You're the only one falling for that. I ain't falling for that.
I said he's not my quarterback anymore.
I know, but I'm saying I'm not falling for the I don't like the attention. Because he always making attention-worthy comments.
Some are saying that Jalen.
And if he go and hide, he going to send a memo as to where he's hiding.
Well, I'm not saying. I'm not saying this, but people are saying, some people are saying that Jalen Ramsey did his best Eli Apple impression last night.
No. I said that to start the show. If there was anything that I did like, it was, I was like, man, I don't know why they putting him out there, because it's exposure. It is national exposure.
He gonna have to ice them hammies after this game.
They just blitzed him. They didn't care what it was. They threw at him at every chance that they can, and he was having a hard time stopping Higgins and Chase.
And then you know what they were doing? They run him on a go route, and then run him on a crossing route. Go route, crossing route, then come back. Them legs was hot. Them hammies were hot.
Well, here's what Mike Tomlin had to say about the big night from the big duo wide receivers for the Bengals.
Played these guys a bunch. We double-teamed them some. We double-teamed five some. It's a mix. A mix is required. They got depth and talent. Just like the one play 80 made down the middle, we were doubling them both, and they were one-on-one in that circumstance. And so, you know, there's many ways you can analyze it, but the bottom line is they made more plays than we did.
There you go. Straight into the point.
You don't know people's name? He just called him 80.
I don't know. I don't know who 80 is. That Gesicki?
Disrespectful, right?
I don't think Mike Tomlin. I don't think he likes to put a name to the face. He gives you numbers.
Do you know the name of the player there, Leroy?
I don't have to. I ain't playing against him.
I know five is Higgins.
I know one is Chase.
Yeah, is that Fairmuth?
No,
he's on the other team.
No, he's on their team.
No, Iosivas.
I think it's Iosivas. Andre Iosivas or Iosivas.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike Tomlin. That's why he ain't saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Put the brother out, man. Don't call a brother out for not saying.
I
ain't gonna call
it. I take it back. I take it back. Once after review, the play stands.
Joe Flacco, he's wearing number 16, and he says he loves this bleep.
Fun, but there's like, you know, your mind's not necessarily thinking that way for the full 60 minutes, but obviously the last 7 seconds, you know, but even that, there's 3 seconds, they got a Hail Mary off. You're still, you know, I've been through enough of these to wait until that clock hits zero to be excited. So, but like, listen, I love doing this. I've been doing it for such a long time. When you're out there with the guys and you're doing what you want to do and you're having success and you can look in each other's eyes and just like, you get that feeling, bonding with somebody else, and just, it's a lot of fun. And it's a lot more fun when that clock hits zero and you've gotten the job done.
The old like gazing the eyes a lot. You notice that?
The old like reflecting.
They like looking in people's eyes as they get older.
Man.
Flacco does not love his family, bro. I'm telling you, he's doing everything he can not to stay with his family.
Oh, he has a bunch of kids.
Respectfully, I think that's the other old quarterbacks. Phillip Rivers, a lot of kids. I think he's got a normal amount of kids.
Kurt Warner.
A lot of kids.
Phillip Rivers.
But his kids troll him. Like the last, you know, his kids were trolling him when he was on the Jets. He goes, F these kids.
You would troll too if your dad was the quarterback of the Jets. But I'm just saying, this guy, every chance he gets, I'll carry a clipboard instead of looking at these kids.
Dad, wouldn't you rather have a catch with me than Ja'Marr Chase?
Absolutely not. We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
I'm Mario Chris.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.